Two vehicles entered and then exploded in the African Union Peacekeeping Force compound, sending a heavy trail of black smoke into the skyline of the capital city. A spokesman for the African Union mission in Somalia told VOA that although he could confirm there were casualties, he could not yet provide an exact count. Initial information seems to indicate the number of deaths will be in the double digits. An eyewitness at the Mogadishu airport, which is situated next to the Amisom base, says the two cars entered the compound and then exploded near the petrol station located in the base. The two cars reportedly carried the United Nations insignia on their sides. The eyewitness says the two vehicles first attempted to enter through the airport, but were refused access by security guards. He said the cars then drove over to the Amisom entryway. A security officer reported that vehicles were allowed inside because the guard at the Amisom gate assumed they were with the United Nations. Heavy fighting and mortar exchanges have since erupted in Mogadishu, in the Bakara market area. A spokesman for the Al-Shabaab terrorist group claimed the suicide attack was in retaliation for the killing of a wanted senior Al-Qaeda operative in the region. Kenyan Saleh Ali Saleh Naban, who was hiding with the Islamic militant group in southern Somalia, was killed Monday in a U.S.-led military operation. The Al-Qaeda-linked Kenyan was wanted by the United States for his alleged role in the bombing of an Israeli-owned hotel in a popular tourist destination on the coast of Mombasa. He is also believed to have been involved in a botched attempt to shoot down an Israeli charter jet leaving the Mombasa airport the same day. Meanwhile, the terrorist group released a set of demands for the release of a French hostage who was acting as a security advisor to the Mogadishu government. The terms include demands that all Amisom forces be pulled out of Somalia. Alan Boswell for VOA News, Nairobi.